your 60-day recruiting plan to nail an athletic scholarship. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 9. Hi, I'm John Fugler, recruitment CEO and athletic scholarship coach and your host for the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. So good to have you along as we dig into something here that it's going to have a lot of takeaways for you. We'll be going through some things that it may be too quick for you to write down, but we'll have notes that you can download in our show notes, a document here, a couple of them that will be helpful for you as we dig into this 60-day recruiting plan to nail an athletic scholarship. I don't know if you listen while you're working out or listen on your way to work or wherever you might be going or just sitting down at your computer. Be interesting. I listen to podcasts when I work out. That's my best time. So I can't take a single note. So what I do when I listen to podcasts and I find something I really like, I somehow, even if I'm running on the treadmill, I email myself a note. It's something that's a little bit cryptic probably, but I get the information as something that's really important to make sure I follow it up. So I don't know how you're going to do, but let me know what you do, what you're doing at the same time you're listening to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Are you working out or what? Just email me at john@recruitme.com. Well, the Athletic Scholarship Podcast is sponsored by Athletic Scholarship University. This is a revolutionary and comprehensive 6-module multimedia course that empowers families in the recruiting process. You'll learn everything you need that you need to know to get a scholarship for your son or daughter. You'll work through a step-by-step process from the beginning all the way to school choice with complete clarity, and you go at your own speed because it's on demand. You'll start with a video lecture at each module of Athletic Scholarship University, corresponding to the content in your textbook. Yeah, you get a textbook and personal workbook. You'll learn from college coaches and other recruiting experts also through audio and video interviews. You'll learn how to get your kid on college coaches' radars and stay on their radar. You'll dive deep into every step of the recruiting process, and you'll succeed as a family by saving time and money by staying on course. And I will be available to you all along the way. So if you're looking for all your scholarship and recruiting answers in one place, visit athleticscholarshipuniversity.com. There's no other resource like this step-by-step course that families can work through together. Again, that's athleticscholarshipuniversity.com. I was reading an article just the other day that just astounded me, and you may have read my blog and seen some information on that about it, I believe, or you picked up the white paper that I wrote, but it's about the cost of college education, and it's really unbelievable. You may say, well, this is, I knew it. That's why I'm looking to get my kid an athletic scholarship. But this comes from Forbes magazine. The article is, I think, about a year old, so the figures have gone up on this. But here's what they say, that the average cost to attending a 4-year public college or university is $28,000 a year. $28,000 a year. The average cost of attending a 4-year private college is over $59,000. Now, mind you, I believe this was a year ago that this article came out, and they're saying that costs are going up 6.5% per year for public schools, 4.5% for private schools. So that's just amazing. That's just amazing. And so at the top, by 2021, by the time if your kid enters college from in 2018 and graduates in 2021, the projected cost of an elite college for the 4-year degree could be as high as $334,000 for those 4 years. So no doubt about it, the costs are soaring. And I don't know, when we put our kids through school, and I'm so thankful our twin sons had scholarships, I thought it was a lot back then. Our daughter, we had to help her all along the way, and it put a strain on our budget. I'm sure that you're feeling the same thing as you think about this. And you look ahead to, wow, how are we going to get our kid through college? And that's why as an athletic family and your kid being able to compete at the next level, and that's key. If you think your son or daughter can compete at the next level and you have something here that's an asset, their talent is an asset to get them into school and through school with financial help. It could be tens of thousands of dollars. You could cut the cost in half or even as we did, fully. So that's why I'm here to help lead you down this road. But just as I saw these figures, I'm going, this is amazing. So let's do what we can to help you and help you walk through this process. So the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, it's all about that. How can we get you that athletic scholarship? And parents, you're going to have to lead the way. And that's what this is all about. So what I've got here for you today is a 60-day recruiting plan to nail an athletic scholarship. I honestly believe that we're going to go through 10 things on this checklist that will help you get there in 60 days. But even before we go there, before we go into the mechanics and the how-tos and how to make this happen, there's something that's really important. We've got to lay the foundation. You've got to be prepared. And there's three things that I want to talk to you about before I go into the how-tos. And the first thing is attitude. Attitude. This is something that is going to take some time. It's not going to be instant. I'm hoping that you're not in your senior year, a kid's not in their senior year. Here we are in spring, but that you've got some time. And if you have some time, that's good. But on the other hand, you got to have an attitude that we're going into this not as a sprint that we're going to immediately get coaches' interest and they're going to make offers right away and we're going to be home free immediately. No, it doesn't happen. They're on a schedule, and so you need to be on a schedule too. So the attitude you need to have is we're in this for the long haul. It's not easy from a mental standpoint, from an emotional standpoint. I believe that it's relatively easy from a practical standpoint if you do the right things and you don't get off on side roads and take some steps that just get you all confused and going in the wrong direction. That's why I'm here, to get you on the right road and keep you on the right road. But it's that attitude that you have to have as a parent and that your son or daughter has to have too. You're in this together, so have that attitude that this is something that is going to take some time. And it's going to take some hard work. Second thing is you got to have goals. So besides attitude, you got to set some goals or you'll just wander down the road. Now, I got to tell you, quite honestly, I'm the kind of person who loves adventure. I love change. And so when I head into something, I may not have that all the goals set up. I kind of know where I'm going. I kind of know where the finish line is. But those intermediate goals, I'm not always that good at setting them. But to me, that's an adventure. And when it comes to pursuing your athletic scholarship for your family, that's not a good idea. So you got to have some goals set along the way. As we go through these 10 points in the checklist in this 60-day plan, there will be goals that you can set along the way. So I hope that makes sense. It's just what you're doing here as a family is a lot like what you're doing competitively in athletics. You got to have goals along the way. You can't just say, hey, we're gonna win a state championship. Yeah, that's an ultimate goal, but what are you going to do along the way to assure that you even get there to the state championship? So those intermediate goals have to be there. So set some goals of where you want to be. So attitude is first in preparation and laying the foundation. Setting some goals as well is the second thing. And the third thing I talk about, and how can I put this in preparation, laying the foundation? The third thing is a gut check. Yeah, I mean, it's a gut check. I referred to that first off when I talked about attitude, but you really, truly have to have your heart in this. You have to have your heart in this because there's competition. As your son or daughter is vying for an athletic scholarship at a school or schools, there are other athletes doing the same thing. So as a student athlete, got to have that gut check. As a parent, you got to have that gut check. Are you really willing to make the commitment? Are you willing to make the commitment to this? Because it's not going to happen overnight. So anyway, and I would offer to pray for you if there's something that you're going through right now with this whole process, because I know that there are things of life that happen that get in the way of pursuing this scholarship. I'd love to pray for you. Just email me at john@recruitme.com because I want to come alongside you in this. We're talking about nuts and bolts of recruiting and scholarships, but it's more than nuts and bolts. You have some things that you're dealing with personally and as a family, and that's all part of this whole process going to come up along the way. So that those three things I'm talking to you about in preparation, the attitude, setting goals, intermediate goals along the way, and having that gut check. This is a commitment. I have a story here from one of the families I was able to help that illustrates what I'm talking about here, even before we get into this 60-day plan. It's from a dad who had a great attitude, had goals, had determination, had commitment, you know, that gut check. And he told me this. He said, I found your system while my son was still a freshman. So he got it early. He followed it through all the way through his high school career. And here was the result. This is kind of the nuts and bolts, the facts and figures. A 50% scholarship at a D1 school in the ACC, which has been increased to nearly 70% in his junior year due to his success on the field and high academic standing. I can't emphasize how much coaches value having a valuable player that is also very strong academically. So getting this email from this dad while his son is in college, and you see the progression here, it makes their job as coaches so much easier because no matter how good you are, you're no help to the team if you're failing out of school. And they do not want to spend their time wondering whether you'll be academically eligible to play. There's no recruiting system that can make up for a lack of talent and hard work. But if you've got those things going for you and you're willing to be disciplined, organized, and put in the kind of time that you, John, require, I believe the outcome can be very good, like it was for us. I look at it like this. You can spend thousands hiring someone who will almost certainly not be as genuinely concerned with your son's future as you are. Or if he can learn to edit or create some simple spreadsheets and documents, send some emails, post some video to YouTube, and take the time to be organized, you can save a tremendous amount of money. And more importantly, this is the kicker here. He says, take charge of your son's recruiting process and have him do the work with your guidance, so he has a better appreciation for what it takes. Wow, that's a real life example of what I'm talking about in laying this foundation. And there's some takeaways from this email from the dad that I've got here. One is ownership. You've got to own this process. You can't turn it over to someone else, like you said. And I see this happening over and over again. But it's those families that take ownership of this. And you know what? When coaches see that, they know that you're doing it. As a parent, as a student athlete, especially as a student athlete, that you're taking ownership of this. So they know they're communicating with you personally and you are truly interested in this process and you're truly interested in their program. You're not hiring somebody else to contact the schools and build the relationship. Second thing I took away from this dad's letter that we can all learn from is hard work. That screams throughout this whole email that he sent me, that there was hard work, all the activities, and talked about documents and video to YouTube and that type of thing. There's hard work. And third, taking a long look at the process. You notice he said he started in his freshman year. So this was a real marathon for this family, but it paid off and it sounded like they enjoyed it. And one of the nice things about starting early is you're not having to compress all this stuff into a short period of time. So a long look at the process. Fourth, of course, he went into this quite a bit, as academics count. When a coach is looking at recruits and he sees a couple that are vying for the same spot on the team, same position, and he sees they've got similar athletic ability, this coach is going to look at the academics, and the student athlete with the higher academic standing is going to be the one that gets the scholarship. So academics count. They make a difference. There's so many things I could say on that, but just at this point, academics count. And then fifth, what I took away from this dad's email is the whole concept of parent-athlete teamwork. Parent-athlete teamwork. I quote him by saying, and more importantly, take charge of your son's recruiting process and have him do the work with your guidance so he has a better appreciation for what it takes. So you see this parent-athlete teamwork. I've talked a lot about this even in a past episode, two episodes that I did, parent-athlete teamwork recently that you can go back and listen to and see from a parent standpoint responsibility and from a student-athlete standpoint that responsibility. And that reminds me, go back and listen to past episodes. Our biggest one that people keep going back to is our first one, episode number one, about how to avoid financial disaster. And then the second most listened to episode is when I interviewed a college coach, Tom Kunis, who is now a pro scout, but for decades, couple decades, was a coach in college doing a lot of recruiting. He had some insights from a college coach. Go back and listen to that as well. And then the final takeaway I had on this was focus. Focus. You could tell just by this dad's email and what he said, they were focused on this. They knew that they had to do certain activities. They were faithful to do that. They were focused on the goal. And I have to say that is important because you can wander away and get all these crazy ideas and you hear some things from other parents, you read some things online, and you can lose your focus. You can lose track. The latest shiny object. There's so many things that could get you off track to what you really need to do. So stay focused. So the takeaways again, ownership, hard work, a long look at the process, a long look, not just short term. Fourth, academics count. Fifth, parent-athlete teamwork and the importance of that. And sixth is focus. Well, let's get into the content that I wanted to deliver to you today as we talk about your 60-day recruiting plan to nail an athletic scholarship. And as I record this, here we are in latter April. You've got summer coming up soon, and that is a huge, huge recruiting time for coaches because they're all out of season. So they are out there recruiting. So in these next 60 days, this could be your recruiting plan that you could take to the nth degree. But I'm going to go through 10 points off a recruiting checklist that I've developed that I will also offer to you free, of course, just to download. Because whatever you're doing, if you're running on the treadmill, running around the track, or doing your marathon training, whatever you might be doing right now, if you can't write anything down, that's fine. Just listen, let it sink in, then go back and review these on the document, the 10-point recruiting checklist I'm going to make available to you. First of all, what I want to go through is some things that are items that you need to do. And at first, these will be in order. The first seven or eight will be in order chronologically of what you do. Then I've got three other points that are not chronological, but you need to hit these in this 10-point recruiting checklist I'll develop for you. So as we hit this with your 60-day recruiting plan, remember, my biggest deal in this whole recruiting process is you've got to take the initiative. You can't sit back. You can't wait for coaches just to find your son or daughter. You got to take the initiative. So that is the number one foundational thing is you cannot wait. So the first thing you need to do is select the right schools to contact. If you're familiar with some of my material, you know that's exactly where I go to begin with. You got to get that right match. We're looking for the best fit, academically, athletically, college life, school size, where it's located. So a lot of factors in here. And at the outset, you don't know. So I encourage you to cast the net wide. Research some schools. Take some time to do this, even before you start the recruiting process and getting your kid's name out there. Have a discussion as a parent and a student athlete together. What are your desires? What are your preferences? Write them down. Discuss this. Maybe come up with a list of the five top priorities in a program in a school that you're interested in as a parent for your son or daughter, a program that you're interested in, a school you're interested in. What are the top five priorities? And ask your kid to do the same thing. What are the top five priorities he or she has in selecting a school, where they want to go when it's all said and done? And then discuss those five things together and see what matches up, see what doesn't. This is going to be an eye-opening experience for you as a parent and for your son or daughter as they understand what your top priorities are. So discuss those things. Discuss your list of schools as you research schools. Which are these? Where are there intersections of your list and their list when it comes to the schools themselves? And then finalize the list. So select the right schools to contact. It starts with preferences of what things you want in a program, and then all the way down to specific schools. This is not a once and for all list. It's going to develop. It's going to, you're going to add schools to it as both of you find out about more programs and coaches contacting you as well, even out of the blue. So the first thing, select the right schools to contact. So check that off as the first in your 10-point recruiting checklist and your 60-day recruiting plan. Second thing to do is build an introductory packet. And why is this? You want to make a first impression that's impactful to coaches, that's powerful. So build an introductory packet. And I'm not talking about a booklet. Maybe even packet is wrong because there's just a couple things in there. One is the cover letter or the body of the email you're going to be sending to coaches. The second is a player profile or a resume, and that's just one sheet. So the cover letter, which is one sheet if it's written, or a few paragraphs if it's digitally in an email. But the second thing is the player profile or resume, which highlights the athletic and the academic and the personal information and family information of your student athlete. Those two things comprise your introductory packet. By the way, in this checklist, I have some resource links in here too. You just click on those and you'll be able to see some things which will expand on this. So first thing is select the right schools. Second, build your introductory packet. And the third thing goes a little deeper because coaches are going to want to know more about your kid than just what you put in a one-page player profile. They're going to want to know some specifics on stats and that type of thing. And I call this a questionnaire. The third thing you want to do is build your questionnaire. So if you build your questionnaire, that has a lot more of the details and stats that the coach is going to want to know. Contact information, too, of the athletic director and high school coach and club coach, travel team coaches. So building that questionnaire. If you go on to almost any program website now, you'll be able to see online questionnaires, which will give you an idea of the kind of things and information you're going to have to compile to be able to deliver to coaches, because they are going to want the information in the questionnaire. So just check out a few of those websites and schools and programs that you're interested in, and you'll see examples of the questionnaire. Now, I go into more detail about all these things in a tutorial that you can find on my website, Recruiting Tutorial. That's a three video series. It's free. Just go to the website, click on tutorial at recruitme.com, and you'll be able to go through this video series. I spent about 20 or 30 minutes on each video, but I also have some visuals for you to look at as well. So I invite you to go there. Check that out. The fourth thing on this checklist for your 60-day recruiting plan is to produce your video. Yeah, this is where a lot of families start. They go, okay, we got to get this video produced and send it out. And that's not really the first place you want to go. The video is used not to get the interest of college coaches, but to help them dig deeper, and so they can answer the question after they've read about your son or daughter and the information that you've sent is, well, how do they really look? How do they really perform? And video is key to that. So produce your video. That's the fourth thing. What you'll include in this video is a personal introduction. You'll have highlights in there, close-up highlights. You'll have continuous footage in there. That is, if it's football, just shoot a whole quarter. Baseball, shoot three or four innings. They want to see your son or daughter in context, not just zeroing in. I know with our boys, we, of course, were in baseball. So what I did is I had even some bullpen pitching. I even had some batting practice hitting so they can watch the form. Coaches want to watch form. So it doesn't all have to be game footage or match footage. It's just so they can see form, and then the continuous footage in a game or match context is really important. That's the content that you want to edit and produce it and then post it online wherever you decide to. This one dad, as you heard, posted it on YouTube. There are a lot of places you could post a video, but the main thing is get it online, and then you've got to point coaches there to be able to see it. So as coaches respond and want a video, you don't have to send DVDs anymore. Just get your own website. I would even encourage that, where you can post your resume, you can post a cover letter, you can put the questionnaire there, you can put the video there. One-stop shopping for coaches. They're not just going to find it. Remember, they're not just going to find it. You've got to direct them there, got to take that initiative. But go ahead and get a website set up to be able to do that. And I'm sure your kid knows how to set up a website these days. You may not know how to do it, but they do, and they'll have fun doing that. The fifth thing you're doing in this 60-day recruiting plan, and this is all chronological to this point, okay? So you've got your list of schools, you've built your introductory packet, and you've sent it out, okay? I think I left that out. You don't just want to build it, the cover letter and player profile, or the email along with the player profile or resume attached, but you want to send it to coaches. So you send it out. They're responding back to you. They're asking you to complete the questionnaire. They're asking for a video. And now the relationship has begun. You've got a dialogue going. You send out the information. They want more information. And some coaches will never respond. In fact, you may only get a 50% response rate of when you send something out to coaches, because the fit just isn't there. They see that right away. But for those that do respond, you've got a relationship going. And then they'll see the video. And I guarantee you, after they see the video, your list of relationships will shrink a bit. That's why I encourage families to really cast your net wide, 50 to 75 schools on your initial list. So you got the relationship going. Now, it can be really, really confusing to keep track of all the communications, because you got phone calls, you got emails, you might have some letters, coaches visiting, all of that. And the fifth thing in this 10-point recruiting checklist is to track your communications. Track your communications. You'll have to set up a contact chart, just like an Excel spreadsheet or a Word doc as a table, something so you can log your communications or other software you might be familiar with. I do like the idea of having it on a spreadsheet so you can look at all of it at once and not just have one relationship and contact on one sheet, but you've got them all there so you can see them in context. So as coaches contact you or your son or daughter, you need to take notes and then enter that on the contact sheet. Log the communications. That's important. You don't need to put it right there on the sheet, but just grab a piece of paper or do it digitally. Just get that information down, maybe a summary afterwards of the conversation. As you move along in these relationships, though, you're going to be asking some more specific questions. Your kid's going to be asking specific questions and should be prepared to do that about athletics, about the team, about the academics, about the school itself. What's it like on campus, college life, the financial information, all these things. As you go deeper, be prepared to ask these types of questions. You want to gather information. Yeah, coaches are recruiting your kid, but you are recruiting a school. You need to look at it that way. So be I almost use the word aggressive. Just take the initiative. Be direct. Don't just be a listener. Don't just respond to coaches, but talk with them and ask questions. They appreciate that. That shows them you're interested. It will also give you the information you need to make the choice as a family, which schools continue to rise to the surface. So make sure you do that. Have your questions ready. So those are the first five things that you need to do. Select the right schools, build and send your introductory packet, build your questionnaire and get that out when requested, produce the video, get that out, at least post it, and then send out the link when requested. Fifth, track your communications. So here we are. We're really moving along. As you can see, we are getting deeper into the relationship, and these things can happen in 60 days. Now, from here forward, it's going to be a longer period of time, but you've laid the foundation. You may have 10 or 15 schools that you are really working with, coaches that are in conversation with you, and others will come up along the way, because this isn't just a one-time thing. There may be a few other schools, and there will be, that will pop up that you're interested in as a family. So the sixth thing you want to do in this checklist is to build your updates. These are one-page updates that you'll send out after every season, after every semester, with updated grade information, after every SAT and ACT test, not after every game or match or meet. No, but it's seasonal. It's when something significant happens and they want to add information to your record there. It also makes sure that you're showing the coaches that you're still interested in, because if you're not communicating with them, they're going to figure you've lost interest. So you need to continue to communicate with them. And make sure you send your schedule before any season, whether it's your high school season or whether it's club or travel teams. Make sure you send your schedule, because then they can, especially in their off season, can come out and see you compete. So that's the sixth thing, is to build your updates. And remember, I do have this checklist that I will offer to you, and you could download through the show notes at recruitme.com/podcast. And you could download this checklist, which has not only the details, but also some other links for you to help you out. Seventh thing is choose the right camps, showcases, and tournaments. You're wondering when I was going to talk about camps. Well, you got to choose the right camps because, as you know, because of the invitations you may have received already as a family, man, you could go broke on these things. There's a fee to attend. There's travel. There's lodging. All of that. The showcases are also expensive, and traveling to tournaments, all that type of thing. These things can, you can end up spending tens of thousands of dollars even before you get your kid into school. So instead of getting the scholarship, it seems like you've already paid for a year of college. So I can relate to that. You got to be real careful. And that's why the word choose is the key here. Choose the right camps, showcases, and tournaments. In fact, set a budget in advance. How much are you willing to spend in this? And be selective and strategic for cost savings and to get your kid in front of the right coaches. Identify which camps are the ones that you want he or she to attend. And those are the camps where those schools are on your list already. They're not just random schools. You've got an invitation, so you decide to go. But are these on the list? Another reason to have a list developed in advance. You have tracks to run on, you have parameters, not just shotgunning this thing. So you go to camps at schools where you have an interest, where coaches from schools you'll have an interest in will be there, because some of these camps have multiple coaches there from a number of schools. Showcases are the same thing. So that's key. So budget and selection. Be strategic with these camps, showcases, and tournaments. And find out whether the camp is a recruiting camp or an instructional camp. Some of these camps are only instructional. They're not looking to recruit. These are fundraising opportunities for the program, and that's fine. But you need to know going in so your expectations are met. Number 8 is to register with the NCAA and NAIA eligibility centers. And I have a link to each one of these on the checklist. You need to do that in your junior year. Set up an account. There's a cost to it. You need to get that updated with your grades, and the guidance counselor has to send a transcript after your son or daughter has completed at least 6 semesters of high school. That's where coaches will go to make sure that your kid is eligible, and that's why they call it the Eligibility Center. They used to call it the Clearinghouse, NCAA Clearinghouse, but now it's the Eligibility Centers, and both NCAA and NAIA have that. So check that out. Make sure you get that. That's on the checklist number 8. We're almost to number 10. We got number 9 here. And this is not a chronological thing. It's easy for me to say. But it's academic performance. I've already touched on that. I don't know how much I need to say about it. But understand first the NCAA and NAIA academic requirements. There are standards that are already set by these two agencies. But schools have higher standards, most of them higher standards than that. So the ones on your list, take a look at what the academic requirements are there. That'll help you also to see where your son or daughter fits in, because you're looking for the athletic fit, but also the academic fit. So student athletes, you need to do your best at raising your GPA, your best at getting your study habits in order, class attendance, tutors when you need them, improving your SAT and ACT test scores. Get coaching for this and commit to excellence. I like to say, whatever you're doing on the field, do it off the field and in the classroom in pursuing that excellence. In fact, your work ethic on the field probably mirrors off the field. In most cases, I got to say, some kids just hate school. Well, that's got to change, because once you go to college, you're not just going to be an athlete. You're going to be a student athlete. And then the 10th thing on the checklist in the 60-day recruiting plan is to know the recruiting rules. You don't have to know them all. Coaches are experts at this. They are the ones held accountable for it, but know the recruiting rules. There are a number of resources you can find on the NCAA and NAIA websites, like the recruiting calendar. When can coaches contact your kid? How much can he or she say to them? Can they call? Can they write? What can they send? All those types of things. Those are spelled out clearly in the recruiting calendar. In fact, there's a NCAA guide that you can get, and it's linked also in my show notes in the recruiting checklist here too. There's an NCAA guide and NAIA guide for college-bound student athletes, and that's great to read through both as a parent and as an athlete. Remember, you're doing this together. So know the recruiting rules. Don't have to become an expert. For instance, there are only certain times that coaches can contact your son or daughter. There are only certain times, and it can only start at a certain time. That's how they can contact them. But you can contact a coach at any time. You can pick up the phone and call them. You can arrange for a school visit. In fact, if you listen to my podcast episode with Tom Kunis, the college coach, he says this is highly important. As you go visit the school, meet the coach, go watch practice. And NAIA rules, you can actually go work out with the team. And that is so cool. Our kids did that. And you learn a lot when you're on the field with them. You get to ask those athletes what they think of the program, what they think of the school. You can hear firsthand. You're not just going to have to rely on reading on the website or talking to the coach, but you can talk with other kids on the team. So that's really critical. So those are that's the 10-point recruiting checklist for you that I have for you in the show notes. Just go to recruitme.com/podcast, and you can download that in this episode number 9. If you're listening on iTunes, that's where you go. I think I might be able to put a link in the iTunes notes. I'm not sure. I'll I'll see if I can. So that's one thing I want to give to you. The second thing I mentioned is this free tutorial that you can find on my website as well, recruitme.com, and just click on tutorial and enroll in this 3-video series. And it's free, 3 free videos for you, and gather as much information as you can to expand on what we've covered in this episode. This may be the most important episode I've ever released, and maybe that I will ever release, because this is the core of what it takes to get recruited. Of course, we can dig deeper in these things, and I do when I work with parents and athletes, but this gives you the core, the perspective. I call it the tracks to run on, so you can do this right. There are a lot of distractions, a lot of misinformation out there, but I hope that in this episode that you've gained a lot of understanding in this whole recruiting world. If you have questions, please contact me, john@recruitme.com. Would love to answer your questions. Check out my website for further resources, and make sure you download this 10-point recruiting checklist. Oh yeah, one more thing I want to offer you is the white paper on how to eliminate the high cost of college. And I'll have that available in the show notes as well. So how to eliminate the high cost of college. We all want to do that. Refer to the expense of college early on. And I got a white paper I just wrote on that. So there you have it, your 60-day recruiting plan to nail an athletic scholarship. I honestly believe that if you follow what I've got here in the checklist, you will be on your way. So let's make the next 60 days count. Will you promise me that you'll do that? Will you promise me that you just won't listen to this? You won't just download the checklist, but you will do the things that it will take to make the next 60 days count? Would you do that for me? If you will, just email me and say, John, I am going to take the next 60 days and I'm going to follow this recruiting plan. Would you do that? Email me, john@recruitme.com. Take care. We'll talk to you next time.